KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear sky and 25 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today, a high of 38, and winds southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In area news, the Creston Police Department this morning reports a man was arrested on warrants at around 2:23 a.m. Sunday. Authorities say 49-year-old Michael Williams of Creston was taken into custody in the 300 block of West Adams Street on Union County warrants for failure to appear on an original charge of probation violation and failure to appear on the original charge of domestic abuse assault by impeding airflow. Bond for those two warrants are total $15,000. Williams was additionally charged with possession of a controlled substance first offense. A tax on an additional $1,000 bond. He was being held in the Union County Jail. An overnight pursuit in a suburb of Des Moines has resulted in the deaths of three young men and injuries to two others. KCCI said, according to Clive Police, the incident started around 1:50 this morning in the 3700 block of Patricia Drive when officers received a report of someone going through a homeowner's vehicle. The caller was able to relay a license plate number from a fleeing vehicle to police. Authorities said the plate was listed as stolen out of Urbandale. Both Urbandale and Clive officers saw the vehicle and attempted the traffic stop. The driver fled from the attempted stop on 86th Street at a high rate of speed. The pursuit continued south on 86th Street into Clive with speeds topping 100 miles per hour. A police news release said as a vehicle crossed the railroad tracks at Swanson Boulevard, it went out of control and left the west side of the roadway, flipped over several times and collided with a light pole, then launched across Walnut Creek, striking the south bank and coming to rest at the edge of the parking lot of the Cool Basil restaurant. Officers found multiple occupants ejected from the vehicle at the scene. Those same officers provided life-saving measures while awaiting help from medics. Three of the crash victims died at the scene. Two others were transported to local hospitals. Their condition has not been released, and no identities have been released. Clive police say the incident remains under investigation. Three people, two adults and a child, were injured Sunday afternoon during a collision between a car and a pickup in Warren County. State Patrol says a 2008 Ford Fusion was westbound on Scotch Road at around 4:15 p.m. when the vehicle slowed and or stopped. Part of the vehicle happened to be in the traveled portion of the roadway. A 2016 Dodge Ram pickup was also westbound in the same area. The driver of the pickup, 32-year-old David Lee Abel III of Sheraton, told authorities he was reaching for a tablet to give a child in the vehicle and did not see the car before the collision. The impact caused the car to skid off into the south ditch and roll over before coming to rest on its wheels. The driver of the Fusion, 69-year-old Janet Ray Sharon of Des Moines, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported by ambulance to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Abel and an 18-month-old child in his vehicle both were transported by ambulance to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. David Abel, authorities say, was not wearing a seatbelt, but the child was properly restrained. A Des Moines man has been sentenced to 25 years in prison in connection with a shooting last April. 41-year-old Littleton Clark was sentenced on Friday in the April 12th shooting that took place outside of a Des Moines apartment complex. Police say Clark fired into a group of people and wounded another man twice in the torso. The victim survived but needed surgery after the shooting. Court records show that 41-year-old Littleton Clark pled guilty last month to assault and two weapons charges as part of a deal with prosecutors. In return, an attempted murder charge and two other charges were dropped. An apparent murder-suicide that took place in Webster County over the weekend. And Rob Jones reports from Fort Dodge.
The Webster County Sheriff's Office was dispatched for a welfare check around 1:45 Saturday afternoon to a home in Vincent. Upon arrival, deputies found 69-year-old Alan D. Will and 67-year-old Karen E. Will both dead in the residence. Investigators on the scene determined that Karen Will died of a gunshot wound and that Alan Will died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Both have been transported to the Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office for autopsy.
The Iowa Department of Corrections over the weekend reported the death of two inmates. Jesse Joseph Gonzalez, age 67, was pronounced dead Thursday evening. He died from complications related to COVID-19 at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. Originally incarcerated at the Fort Dodge Correctional Facility, Gonzalez had been serving a 25-year sentence for the crime of distribution of Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substances to a person under the 18 out of Polk County. His sentence began on February 25th of last year. The DOC says that 70-year-old William James Gibson was pronounced dead early Friday morning due to natural causes not related to COVID-19. He died at the Iowa Medical and Classification Center. Gibson had been serving a 30-year sentence out of Buchanan County for multiple convictions of habitual offender. His sentence began on December 20th of 2019. The Iowa Department of Public Health today said that there have been 419 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in test results received from 10 a.m. Sunday through 7 a.m. today, for a pandemic total to date of 296,860. No additional deaths have been reported since Sunday, when officials said there were 11 additional deaths associated with COVID-19, for a total to date of 4,138. We'll get an update for you on that by 10 a.m. today. In our area, there were three more deaths reported on Sunday, two of them in Adair County and one in Union County. Of Iowa's pandemic-related deaths, COVID-19 is reported as the underlying cause for 3,791 deaths and a contributing factor to 347 deaths. The Iowa DPH said that as of this morning, there were 86 COVID-19 outbreaks at long-term care facilities in the state, which was four less than Sunday. Those outbreaks account for just under 2,000 of Iowa's current positive cases. COVID-19 outbreaks at LTCs account for 1,680 of the state's total deaths. And health officials say 959 LTC patients and staff have recovered from the virus. Hospitalization numbers have been fluctuating over the past couple of days. As of Sunday, there were 549 hospitalized. Today, that number is 555. The IDPH says there are 96 patients in an ICU. That's nine less than Sunday. 74 were admitted to hospitals compared to 72 in yesterday's report. And 36 patients are on ventilators compared to 41 on Sunday. For Southwest and Western Iowa Region 4, there are 40 people hospitalized compared to 43 yesterday. 15 are in ICU. That's three less than yesterday. Six people were admitted to a hospital, one fewer than Sunday, and nine people are on a ventilator. That is unchanged from the weekend. According to the state's website, 1,396,434 Iowans have been tested for COVID. Iowa's average reported positivity rate for the last 14 days declined slightly from 14.7% on Sunday to 14.6% this morning. The health department says 256,152 Iowans have recovered from COVID-19. Again, we look to get some updated numbers for that and post those for you online in the same story at 10 a.m. today. Elsewhere in the news, the Iowa legislative session is convening in the middle of a pandemic, and while the Republicans in charge of the legislature are strongly encouraging people in the Capitol to wear face coverings, they will not be required. Legislators and others who work in the building are expected to report to a superior if they have COVID, but again, they are not required to do so. House Speaker Pat Grassley, a Republican from New Hartford, said the state constitution does not give him special power to prevent duly elected legislators from coming onto the state floor.
People are going to have to use their best judgment and their personal responsibility.
Senate Republican leader Jed Whitfer said those who don't wear a mask or socially distance run the risk of having to quarantine or forcing the entire session to be shut down.
The big picture is we have an agenda. We made promises. We need to keep those, and we need to be able to stay in session as long as possible.
Democrats are requiring face masks in their private meetings. Today, some Democrats will take their oaths of office in another location in the Capitol rather than on the House floor. House Democratic leader Todd Pritchard of Charles City said the coronavirus is still very active in the general population.
I'm concerned and want to avoid, you know, turning the legislature into a super spreader event.
Senate Democratic leader Zach Walls of Coralville says the lack of a mask mandate inside the state house is disappointing.
It's not safe for legislators, it's not safe for staff, it's not safe for the press, and it's not safe for the public.
And Walls says he's concerned a group that opposes the governor's proclamation requiring face masks in some public places will be holding a rally at the Capitol today. Some legislators and staff have expressed concerns about state house safety after last Wednesday's attack at the U.S. Capitol. Senator Whitfer said there has been heightened security at the Capitol in Des Moines since last spring's protests over racial injustice.
We've had protests for the last 4 years at the Capitol. We've had some very active debates, some very lively debates. Some lively protests. We've had riots outside the Capitol. We have beefed up security over the last few years.
And 100 members of the Iowa House are scheduled to take their oaths of office beginning at 10 a.m. 25 newly elected members of the Iowa Senate will be sworn in as well, with one Senate seat vacant. Republican Marionette Miller Meeks of Ottumwa resigned her Ottumwa area state Senate seat shortly before she was sworn in as member of the U.S. House. The special election to fill that state Senate seat is scheduled for this month. A man who's been the state budget director for the past decade is retiring after 38 years in state government. David Roeder was part of former Governor Terry Branstad's staff in the last century before Branstad's return in 2011 when Roeder was named director of the Department of Management. Roeder is part of a three-member panel that makes state revenue forecasts. You've likely heard his comments on the radio, like a prediction last March about the pandemic's economic impact. Roeder has served in a variety of state government roles. In 2008, he was John McCain's Iowa campaign chairman. His last day on the job is January 13th. And the Iowa Alcoholic Beverages Division reports liquor sales for December hit a record for the single month at $42.8 million. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
That represents an increase of nearly 18.5% compared to December of 2019. The pandemic has pushed liquor sales up for the last fiscal year that ended in June to a yearly record at an increase of 8.2% compared to the previous fiscal year. The department reports sales continued to rise through December with the number of cases sold the new fiscal year up by nearly 19%. I'm Dar Danielson.
That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.